Awesome. We're on the air. We're on the air. What were you going to ask?
Hi. I was going to ask if you could take a picture of us.
I can.
Okay.
That is Tracy Stumpf asking. Hello. And Julie Lafrano.
Hello.
Also.
Will you do it now?
Sure.
Okay.
This makes for excellent radio.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. People right. like to hear photos being taken.
Yay. That was the noise.
Right.
And you can find that on Facebook, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
Or Instagram.
Mm. So well, tell me exactly what Instagram is, because I don't even...
Oh, it's like this, it's almost like Facebook just for pictures. That's my phone. Sorry.
That's okay.
This is right. terrible.
Man, live shows. So yes, Julie Lafrano, Tracy Stumpf. I know you guys through stand-up, but you've mainly been doing the review show lately, right? Is that?
Yeah, we've been doing And Scene.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is a kind of a brilliant name. Which one of you...
It was actually neither of us. Neither. It was a copywriter at my company.
He's so smart.
That's what his job was.
Were you in theater, either one of you? Because like I was a theater major for like 2 years, and so the And Scene is kind of
hilarious.
Yeah. And plus, since you review movies on it, and you technically have seen them.
Yeah. It's very clever.
All in all. Well, we had the name And Scene. That's what we wanted to call it for And Scene, but that was taken the normal spelling. So then somebody said, well, why don't you just change it to S-E-E-N?
And then we did.
And we did.
And now we're here.
That's what happened.
Well, for people who don't know, the few people who don't know, what is the format of the we were talking about this earlier. I don't know if I should call it a show. I mean, it's a show.
Yeah, it's like, it's a review show. It's I mean, it's not, you know, an hour.
It's a vlog.
Yeah, it's a...
Vlog, yes. And you do anything? Because, I mean, like, it seems like sometimes y'all do a show that is a specifically kind of bad movie. But I think that's...
Oh, we just go see movies that we want to see. Like, that's, like, our thing. Like, we're not going to go see a movie just because it's getting, you know, nominated for stuff. Because, like, we saw, like, Batman, and we also saw Monte Carlo. Like, we just... There's
Monte
no
Monte Carlo.
That was a poor choice on our part.
That was with Selena Gomez.
Looked like it was going to be great.
Ah, because I'm thinking, I was thinking of like the Prisoner of Monte Cristo. I think I was like, oh, did they make another movie? Yeah, Monte Carlo, that just sounds like a Havana Nights kind of.
Do make that, we probably won't see it.
Yeah, probably not.
You can, we can do cereal first if you're hungry. Just so you
know. I'm okay, but I always have an appetite for Cocoa Pebbles. So.
Ladies. Now I got to watch, is it a weight thing?
No, I will eat those all the time, every day.
Because we have Cocoa Pebbles.
Yeah, they're delicious.
And they're gluten-free.
Yes, which I didn't even realize when I got the box.
I hate gluten in my Pebbles.
Well, you recommended the Cocoa Pebbles.
It's my favorite cereal.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Are you into the fruity?
No, I've never done a fruity Pebble, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah?
I feel good. I feel like I go tricks if I'm going to go fruity.
Sure. I did Cocoa Puffs. A couple weeks ago with Jake Wiseman.
Oh, yeah.
And they just tasted like brownie. You know what I mean? It's just like too
is
much
that a
chocolate.
Bad thing?
Sort of. I mean, it was like too sweet, especially for a breakfast.
Have you tried Crave?
No.
Oh, forget it. It's like cereal with chocolate filling.
Yeah.
It's anything but a breakfast food.
Like Cookie Crisp or Cookie... The one with the little cookie burglar.
Yeah. Oh,
it was just tiny cookies.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love Cookie Crunch.
No, Cookie Crisp.
Chocolate cookie.
Something cookie.
There's cookies and crunches somewhere in the title, I know.
But I was never allowed to have that one, which is weird because I was totally allowed to have Cocoa Pebbles, but I guess my mom drew
like
the line.
Was it like a not before school thing or just on the weekends, or could you have it whenever?
Whenever.
Oh, that's cool.
My parents weren't too into nutrition.
I would say it's the only place you consistently see the Flintstones anymore.
Yeah, it
is. Considering that the show's not on.
They don't have the commercials, though. I remember, maybe they do, and I don't see them anymore because I'm not watching cartoons.
Yeah, I brought that up. Like, I never see commercials for cereal anymore because I don't watch cartoons. It's sad.
Aw.
Because Barney used to always try to steal them from Fred.
Yes.
So he tried to get his hands on his Cocoa Pebbles. That's a running theme of commercials.
Of, like, the spokesperson can't have the cereal he's promoting. Like, how does that...
Yeah,
like
everybody's trying to steal it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I love the Flintstones. The Flintstones was my favorite cartoon.
Oh, it rocks your whole mouth.
Oh, wow.
And vitamins. I forgot about the vitamins.
Yeah, 10. They have 10 whole vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And minerals.
Yes. What are you looking at there? Just looking at Fred Flintstone?
Yeah, hi, Fred. He's got some stubble. He's got a little shadow going on. He's such a working man.
I want to try it just to see what the chocolate level is.
Have you not had it before?
I have never had Cocoa Pebbles.
Oh, I think you're in for a good treat.
Yeah.
And you know, if you have milk with this, it turns the milk chocolate.
I generally do bring milk.
Yeah, you really failed on that one.
I did.
It's fine.
I did. Well, okay. I was like, do I want to carry around three things of milk?
It's going to be your sadness.
All right.
Why three?
Yeah. How much milk do you consume?
Do we each have to have our own milk?
Our own carton?
Well, because I get the little ones.
Yeah. But I mean, I have like this much milk in a bowl of cereal.
Sure. It's my fault. I apologize.
It's okay. How do you like it?
It's good. Oh. Not as strong as the Cocoa Puffs, for
better,
sure.
Better, right?
Yeah.
Like the best cereal.
But now I feel like I do need milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. But you have wine right there.
Yeah, pour your Monster into it. Yes. That'll be delicious.
Show sponsor. I'm drinking an Amp today. I generally do have a Monster. I'm addicted to those stupid things.
Do you feel like, do you like the effect it gives you?
You know what's funny is I feel like I'm kind of immune to it now. Like, it doesn't really do anything. The 5-hour energy things do.
Oh, do those work? I've never
they
tried
do for
them
me,
before.
Yeah.
They
scare me.
They scare me too.
I like to have something to drink, and that's part of the problem is I just kind of like drinking it.
Yeah.
So probably not very good.
Have you ever tried a Four Locos?
No, but I should.
The old one before they got banned? Or is it all banned now?
It's all banned now, I think.
Oh, because they had
Where would you get it?
Like you used to be able to get it.
Black Market Barrio?
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Really?
But then I believe they're all off the market now because there's alcohol in them and people are driving and drinking.
That is a shame.
It is kind of a shame. I've never, that kind of makes me feel like it's like a heart attack in a can, which is why everyone should be drinking them.
They all just taste like liquid sweethearts to me. It's not a good
taste. Well, that's part of the problem. The one that I do drink, it's like a tangy juice. You know what I mean? I actually kind of like it.
Do you like Red Bull?
Red Bull tastes like sweet tarts to me.
Yeah.
I will drink a Red Bull, but I don't prefer them.
Red Bull's like the Cavassier of energy drinks.
Yes, it's like the...
Like you feel like a rich kid when you got a Red Bull. I actually do like Red Bull, sugar-free Red Bull.
So you guys still doing stand-up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to talk about some stand-up?
We can if you want.
I want to talk about Red Bull.
Red Bull's fine. Do you have like any material on Red Bull? You want to try out on the audience?
So what's the deal with Red Bull, right?
Well, how did y'all get into stand-up? I mean, you're not from Los Angeles. You are from
Los
Angeles.
No, I'm from Northern California.
Okay.
San Francisco.
Tracy?
I'm from here originally, but I grew up in San Diego.
Were y'all into stand-up before you started, or was it kind of something you...
No, tried? I was into broadcasting and hosting. I was doing that kind of work, and then I started writing and doing stand-up, and I liked it a lot, and now I'm still doing it.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very exciting.
It is.
Yeah, it's my...
Julie, any origin story you'd like to share?
I came from the improv sketch world.
Oh, yeah?
And then I gave up comedy for a little while. And then when I decided to come back, I was like, I'm going to do the thing that scares me the most. Welcome to stand-up.
It is scary.
But then fell in love with it, so stuck with it.
Cool.
And then, now we're here.
And then once dreams again. Coming true.
Yeah. So y'all met doing stand-up or outside?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, we got to team up to...
That was
me and Julie we have a fun, I don't know if it's a fun story, but we just have like a, it's, I just like our,
tell it
anyway. I just like us.
Well, you had I can't remember who, it was Dave Ross and Eli, I don't know if you had
Eli
Jake on,
Oldsburg.
But I thought that they were comedy buddies, like they were everywhere with each other
we would
all
always
the time.
See them together.
And so I was like, I want one of those, I would like a comedy buddy, and so I was like, Tracy.
And then I
and she said yes.
Yep.
Nice.
And now we call each other CB.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy buddy.
Cock blockers.
Yep.
And
that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're constantly cock blocking each other.
It's embarrassing at points.
So with the and scene, is there a method to picking a movie, or is it just like, I mean, what do you do, like two a month?
No, we do one a week.
Weekly.
1 week. Yeah. I do watch them. Though.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But I'm not gonna watch like the Charlie St. Cloud.
Why?
For example.
You know. Are Charlie.
That's what I
know.
That's what I hear.
That's why you brought it up.
I know.
It is. But I look
everybody
more.
Should look up Zach Pacetta and then look up young Charlie St. Cloud.
Not Zac Efron, we should point out.
No,
I look like the younger version.
Yeah.
Or is he
younger brother.
It's his younger brother, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
St. Cloud.
Mm-hmm. Do you have one coming up? What's next?
Mm-hmm. Spider-Man.
Which you have seen or not?
We did.
Yeah. Recorded, it's ready to go.
Yeah, awesome. It got a little thrown off because of Batman. We thought Batman took some precedence over Spider-Man, so it's a little bit delayed, but that's okay.
But I do enjoy the reenactments of
the recaps. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of my favorites too. Mm-hmm. I like it. If you guys haven't seen Nancy, which you all should,
and it is S-C-E-N-E, just in case.
Yeah, in real life, but not in our life.
In our life, it's S-E-E-N.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
See, I'm getting confused with my homonyms now. Or my that is the right word, right?
I don't
Well, it's one of those words that they sound the
same,
but
spelled differently.
Yeah, it's been too long since I've seen Reading Rainbow to remember.
That was a good show.
Wasn't it?
LeVar's there for you always in his
heart. By the way, LeVar Burton, I forget what the story was. Like a month ago, I think he stopped. There was a wreck on the side of the road. For some reason, cameras came out, and he was talking to the cops about what had happened, wearing a Reading Rainbow t-shirt.
No!
Stop it.
Yes.
Like, he always wears one?
I would like to think so. At least under his shirt, maybe, you know?
Oh, my God.
But I thought
Could he always
like,
wear
cool
those and some type of, you know, glasses thing from Star Trek?
Yes,
like, that's
Jordy.
What I just always want him to be in.
I know, right? I feel like the world is missing some LeVar Burton, you know?
I would like him to come back. I would like him to tell me more about reading.
I don't see that... You know, well, I don't think you can have a show like that today.
Because no one reads.
A kid show just about reading, yeah. Everything would be on a Kindle, exactly.
What about Bill Nye? Did you guys get into Bill Nye?
Yeah, science guy.
Oh, God, he
Love
was so
Bill
good.
Mm-hmm. He was a comic first. He started out doing stand-up.
Oh, so our careers could go in the way of where
you
we teach
know.
Science?
Fantastic.
You never know.
I would be Mr. Wizard if I could be anyone.
I never caught Mr. Wizard. I don't know if that was on cable or...
That was what I have no idea what Mr. Wizard was on. That's a great point.
I knew he existed.
To the Magic School Bus.
Yes, love Magic School Bus. I was into the books even before.
Miss Frizzle, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I watched because I didn't have cable growing up. Yeah. All I had was PBS, so I watched like the Bill Nye, Reading Rainbow, Beekman's World. It's like there's Bill Nye, and then like Beekman was like the poor man's Bill Nye sort of. Yeah.
After Hours.
Yeah, and like he, I don't know.
Did all of his experiments fail?
No.
He's making meth.
He did one of the ones where it's like you put a toothpick on top of a salt shaker and you can make two forks balance on the toothpick.
Oh,
one of those.
It's like party tricks.
Yes, exactly.
To both of those. Yeah. Welfare party tricks.
Did y'all have cable growing up?
I didn't until I was older.
Yeah,
and
like
my
high school.
Dad had it. So when we went and stayed with him, he had cable, so that was a big draw.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of like one of those things.
Yeah.
I feel like divorced dads always have cable.
Yeah, and passes
and a pool.
To Disneyland, maybe. Mm-hmm. I did have cable. I wasn't allowed to watch a lot of TV, though.
What were you not allowed to watch?
Like the Simpsons type stuff. Like nothing.
Could you watch Saturday Night Live?
No, I was
interesting.
In bed.
I could watch Simpsons. I could not watch Saturday Night Live, and I could not watch Married with Children.
Oh, Married with Children. I used to sneak watching Married with Children, and my mom caught me a couple times, and I would get in, she's like, the bunny's talking. And she's, like, it was such a big deal in my family not to watch that show.
Well, because there were several seasons when it was just all about tits.
Yeah.
You know, and I couldn't watch that, of course. But I had friends that couldn't watch The Simpsons, but could watch Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I could watch everything.
Yeah.
My parents would watch Saturday Night Live with me.
I got in trouble for watching Evil Dead once, which I'd seen like 20 times, and my dad came in and was like, what are you watching? I was like, I've seen it. I know how this turns out. It's fine.
My dad took me to see RoboCop in the theater, which
Ooh,
I think was a
really?
Bad choice on his part.
What'd you
was
think?
Was it awkward?
It was just horrifying. It's so graphic and so bloody and violent, and I was a kid, and I was just hiding the whole time, and I was like,
it is pretty
pre-screen
rough.
Your movies. Don't. But I think it was just let's go see a movie.
The scene then, where the machine, like, slaughters the boardroom, like, is still creepy for me.
It's horrifying, that whole thing. Are they remaking it? I thought I heard.
Yes,
who's going to be in it?
Joel Kinnaman from The Killing.
Nope, do someone else.
Blank stares.
Give
back
me someone.
Oh, you've got to see The Killing. Oh, it was so good.
Is it movie or a show?
It was a TV show, two-season TV show. And the cool thing about it is it's like a murder mystery, but it's one crime for the whole series, not like a crime per episode.
Oh, okay.
Like Veronica Mars.
Yes.
Or like she had one per thing, but then she was working on the big... Okay, maybe not.
Oh, so there was like a big...
I loved that show.
Ongoing
case.
Good.
It's on SoapNet right now.
I think that there's, if you're going to do like an episodic, like the CSI or something, there has to be a season-long case that maybe you don't talk about every
episode.
Just like
a through line.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. What about like Dexter?
Love Dexter. Well, okay, yes, I do like Dexter. I watch it and I enjoy it, but I think a lot of times the writing is really bad.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just like vague sort of character motivation. Well, do you watch it?
I do. I'm just getting into it in season 6.
Okay, so... Okay, but you're caught up, at least through the last season.
Yeah.
You?
Nope, I don't have those fancy
So
channels.
You don't mind about like any sort of slight spoilers or anything like that?
It's fine, I'll get it. I'll watch the whole series.
The whole thing, the storyline with Batista marrying the other lady.
I'm on season 6, the one with the Doomsday Killer.
Oh, yeah. This happened back in, like, season 4. So stupid, okay. You don't even remember.
I just watched season 6. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, so you didn't go through season... No, so what I'm talking about is only lost on you, but the viewers as well. I know they're not viewers, but...
But I do agree with you. Like, sometimes I'm like, don't you guys check for fingerprints? Like, isn't like, solving murders easier than this?
Well, not to get on a total tangent, but Deborah, for example. Mm-hmm. All right, I understand that her character is, she swears a lot.
She sure does. But it makes me uncomfortable how much
they write it in such a way that it doesn't sound like it's natural.
Yeah.
Like, people don't say, like, shut fucking the door or something, you know? It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Is it like David Mamet style swearing?
I feel like Mammoth's a little more... Yeah. It is
forced.
It is.
Yeah, if you think about it, it is. Her character and Dexter, I don't like their chemistry, even though I know they're married in real life.
Not anymore.
Oh, they got divorced? Good for them.
Yeah.
In this...
Is it because of his cancer?
Well, he's fine now.
He's fried now, but I just meant that going through it all...
Maybe.
I don't know.
He's like, screw it. I need another woman.
Oh.
If I'm going to die, his near-death experience made him realize that his marriage was a sham, I think, yeah.
She doesn't look like a cop either.
No.
Or a detective, like a whatever she got promoted to.
Barely a woman. Is that going too far?
That was a little mean. I think she's cute.
I was working in a Barnes & Noble for like 3 months, and I did see her there once, and I kind of wanted to say something, but I was like, what are you going to say?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I help you find
I watch you on TV. Just like with in the recording studio, Paul McDonald from American Idol season whatever is recording here somewhere, and I sort of wanted to say, like, I just want to say, like, I recognize you. Yeah. I know who you are. Not a fan.
We're going to say something after this.
If you can, he's in some recording studio somewhere, but maybe we'll catch him. I don't know.
Who did we see the other day that you recognized?
Oh, the guy, I don't know his name, I can't remember, but he's... a constant in so many shows. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah,
he's been Central in Buffy, City. And he's been in... he plays a nerd a lot. He kind of goes into that nerd role.
Was he in several episodes of Buffy?
Yeah, he was one of the three guys.
Okay, the little guy.
Yeah, so he was the smallest Jonathan. Yes. And he was on Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
And, yeah, of course. Of course
I recently had Zach's to watch the...
eyes just lit up when Jonathan Gilmore Girls. Yes. He was like, yes, Gilmore Girls.
I hate them so much. Oh, boring. I've seen... Just like... It's one of those shows where the witty banter is so witty, it's not natural.
And you know what I mean? The most forced show. And everybody, I love it. Everybody sounds so well. The same.
Yes, it's everybody's like Diablo Cody scripts.
Everything's the same. It's so, I love every moment of Gilmore Girls, but I just, whenever I'm watching it, I'm like, I could close my eyes and not have a clue who's talking.
Exactly, it's weird.
Most of, I mean, she wanted it to be a screwball comedy. It's fast. It's da 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 da. I mean, that's why the pacing's so quick.
Of Gilmore Girls?
Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, were you thinking of Bunheads?
I should have been. Well, I was thinking of One Tree Hill, actually.
Oh, that's not witty or fast at all.
That is one of my favorites.
What other show? I'm curious. So we've got One Tree Hill, Gilmore Girls. I'm just curious to hear the girl side of the shows that they watch.
You know what I was really into this season, and I actually got canceled, was Awake.
I loved Awake.
Loved it. I saw the villain. That's somebody I recognized the other day. I saw the villain guy, you know, the little one with the big chin.
Yes, from Alias.
Oh, I didn't know. I never watched Alias, but I saw him the other day, and I looked at him like I was staring at him as if like I slept with him, and he never called me. Like I was just like,
I know you were guilty.
I know you.
Kevin Wiseman, I think, is his name.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I love that because the main guy, not British at all in the show,
he's so good.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
I just kept wanting him to be Malfoy. He's the dad in
Lucius
Harry Potter.
Malfoy,
yeah, and with his long blonde wig. But he looks so American.
It's amazing how many British shows or British actors are leads in American shows, mm-hmm. like Damian Lewis for Homeland, which is another great
that
show
is a good
you gotta
show.
Watch. I'm sure there's more. Plenty.
I loved Awake. I wish it didn't get canceled. I think they could have done so much great stuff with it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is like if you have a show with like a slightly, whatever the word is, like a concept,
yeah.
I mean, it gets. It's either got to do something right away or it's gone.
Yeah.
People don't give shows a chance anymore.
Yeah. It needed a second season, I think. It was a little rinse and repeat at the beginning, but then towards the middle, it got meaty.
I would love to have seen what they ended up doing, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the ending could have been a lot stronger if they got a second season.
I agree. But, I mean, well, if we're talking about Dexter, though, this is the first season. Mm-hmm. Are you done with season 6?
Almost.
All right, well, I won't say anything. This is the first cliffhanger. I'm kind of like, holy shit, I can't wait to see what
happens.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Because I'm kind of over the line.
It is kind of the same thing. I mean, like, they try to throw in, like, a... well, you didn't see any other seasons.
I did see the end of 5.
Which was...
I don't know. I kind of was, like, in and out of it.
Who cares?
Yeah.
It was the guy from Hackers, I think. Hmm?
Since you were a Lost fan, are you watching Once Upon a Time?
No. Why do you say that?
Because it's the creators of Lost.
Oh, is it?
Once Upon a Time. Yeah.
I hear it's actually pretty good.
My roommate watches it. It's probably not getting, because I think people might write it off as just a story, like a fairy tale kind of thing. But the storytelling in that is so strong. There's episodes, and I love when a show fools me, because I almost always can see something coming from, I mean, that's just when you watch enough TV, you're like, blah, 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 blah. And this one, they'll turn it, and they're doing a great job of turning the fairy tales, but also just really interesting storytelling.
Is it Lindelof and Carlton Cuse?
I don't know if they must have written it, but I know that they created this one as well.
Yeah, well, my only thing with Lost, I just felt like they never answered the questions.
Or the questions you wanted answered.
Or any at all. Name one question they answered.
A million questions were answered over the season. Yeah, and towards the end, I mean,
what questions do you have?
Well, who was the lady that's in the West Wing? Who was Alice and Janney?
Oh, their mom?
Yeah. What was she doing there? Why was she protecting the light in the first place? And it's nice to know...
How'd she get there, you mean?
Yeah. And it's nice to know that the man in black is the smoke monster, but what is the smoke monster? What is he really doing?
Killing people?
Why was there a time teleport thing on the island,
for example? What questions did you get answered?
The numbers, I guess, got answered, but it just turns out they're irrelevant. That's the answer. Yeah. They never answered... What?
No, I'm saying that at the end, we got a lot of stuff, but I don't think we were ever going to get everything.
Well, it was interesting they made such a big deal about we need to have an endpoint for the show. We're going to have an endpoint for the show, so now we know how much information to give out per episode. They could have done that last season, 5 seasons later. You know what I mean?
Well, they always knew where they were going with the show.
So they say.
I heard them talk about that in, like, season 3 or 4, saying, like, we know the last shot of the show. Mm-hmm. But they definitely middled in
season 4 and 5 though. Like, even after they decided, like, seasons 4 and 5, I was like, this show can do no wrong.
Did you watch it from the beginning, or did you, like, Netflix
from
it all?
From the very beginning.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
See, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Because I watched Battlestar Galactica pretty much, like, just straight through.
Yeah.
And I felt like the ending, I was kind of like, yeah, all right. But people who've been watching it from the beginning, like, they invested, like, 5, 6 years in it, they're like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So maybe that had something to do with it.
What about Breaking Bad?
It's on my list.
Yeah.
It is on my list of shows to watch.
I recommend it.
That's what everybody says. It took me years to watch The Wire. People have been trying to get me to watch The Wire.
People love The Wire.
Yeah. It's good. If you haven't seen it.
Is it?
Yeah, I do. I do love it. It's good.
That's on my list as well. Yeah. There's such a long, but then it keeps just everything,
but it's
so
funny,
much out there.
There is, but it's funny that we haven't really even mentioned any comedy shows.
The New Girl? What about The New Girl?
The New Girl is good. I do like The New Girl, although Max Greenfield steals.
He does. Yeah. Did you see his online dating profile thing that he did, like The Hills? And then, he did one. Oh my God, you should, if you had a computer, which you do, you should look it up immediately.
Is it separate from New Girl?
Yeah, but he did it as him. He did it as Schmidt, which is
really
amazing. So he has one, and it's like The Hills opening. And that one's, and then he did like a spin class one where he teaches a spin class. Like, he's been doing these videos, and they're so, they've been recycling them because he got the Emmy nomination.
Yes, and I mean, it's funny because, like, even now you hear the commercials on the radio for New Girl, it's all Schmidt stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
But she got nominated too, so.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I noticed that the Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones got nominated, and somebody from
Do you like Game of Thrones?
Was he overlooked?
Yeah.
You seem skeptical.
I've watched a season of it, and every time I watch it, I'm like, oh, why am I doing this to myself again?
What do you not like about it? Just doesn't appeal to you?
Yeah, it's fine. It's just kind of lengthy. I feel like every episode is a movie, you know? And I just...
That's probably what you love about it, right?
There's cinematic production value.
Oh my gosh, the production value is unbelievable. Yeah. It's so beautiful.
But you know, it's one of those, if you're not into the genre, I could see how you wouldn't be.
Yeah, that's true. Thing.
But, I mean, you take a show like Game of Thrones, and even if you don't like it, you have to admit it looks good.
It's amazing. And I love all the gore. It's so gory. I think they do such a great job with all the blood.
For sure. But then you look at a show like, say, Falling Skies, for example.
No.
And it just looks like that's the right answer. It just looks like shit. Like, I don't understand, like, how
Where can we watch Falling Skies?
USA?
TNT. TNT. Really, like, I'm committed to watching it, but no, I do hate it.
Don't commit yourself. I set you free from Falling Skies.
I have to at least finish season two.
No, you don't.
I'm always curious, like, okay, they have to have something interesting happen.
What's
at some
the premise?
Point, right?
I've never even heard of
it. It's Walking Skies with aliens. Mm. Walking Skies. It's Walking Dead with aliens.
Walking Dead puts me on edge. Like, that is the...
I don't care for
Oh my gosh. Zombies. It's absolutely... When did zombies become okay? When did...
They've always been okay.
Dead people eating alive people become so hip and trendy?
I don't know. But, I've always been into zombies... But I don't know when they kind of became mainstream. That's a good...
I think with that, 28 Days Later?
28 Days Later.
There was a resurgence of zombie movies.
And then, the Dawn of the Dead remake. Yeah.
And then they did the... What was the funny one?
Shaun of the Dead. I think Shaun of the Dead was the
And that was something that kind of really, put people on
but
the
But now it's just,
zombies.
Like, a thing. Now it's just, like...
It's like vampires.
That's how I feel about vampires.
Yeah,
same thing.
I was not into vampires before vampires were
But
cool.
Vampires are kind of sexy.
That's the thing. Well, because girls will be into, like, oh, I'd love to get... bit by vampire.
But nobody's ever going to be like, oh my god, is that a zombie? Hell yeah. You know?
I think I smell a bit, Tracy.
I think it just got created.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny too because on the subject of monsters, we've got zombies, vampires, and werewolves.
Mm-hmm. I hate when vampires and werewolves come together. Why can't they be separate? Yeah. Why can't we just have vampires or just werewolves? Vampire Diaries. Stop putting them
Werewolf
together.
Diaries. Well, but see, Twilight 2 is the same.
Mm-hmm. I know. Every time now you have a vampire.
Dark Shadows.
And I guess it's always been that way, but sometimes I just want it to be...
I don't think so.
One or the other. Well, did Dracula have any werewolf friends?
No, but they were both done by Universal Pictures, so maybe that's why you
maybe
think...
Maybe that's why. So, Van Helsing, didn't he fight...
Dracula.
But did he fight any werewolves as well?
Well, when they did the movie, they made it... It's like, oh, well, actually, he fights all the monsters. Yeah. And then Monster Squad 2 mixed them up. Remember Monster Squad?
No.
That the one... That's the one that my friend, soon-to-be husband, directed, right? Who's Fred Decker? Or is that
this
not
is
Monster
like an
Squad?
80s movie. This is like an early 80s
Am
movie.
Am I thinking of... what's another monster movie? Is Monster Squad
Monsters
the one...
Inc.
Monsters, Inc.
Monster Squad versus... What's the...
What's the premise?
No, I'm thinking of... What's the one with Fred Savage? Is that like Little Monsters?
That's Little Monsters with Howie Mandel.
But isn't Monster Squad like a scary movie?
Sort of, but almost like a scary movie for kids, if that makes any sense. You could do that in
the 80s.
Is it campy? A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because they find like...
I'm looking it up.
Don't Dracula's really scary, but then they befriend Frankenstein, and then they have to team up to, you know, fight the mummy and the werewolf.
Oh, it's empowering.
Sort of, yeah. But, you know, like I said, it turns out, like, Frankenstein's, you know, nice. Like, he's got, like, a heart of gold, you know, whatever. Because, you know, you can make him with whatever kind of heart you want. You should just put him together.
Yeah, it's like Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. Except, that's why I think
this was the one I'm talking about. But directed and written by Fred Decker. Yeah, Monster Squad. Oh, really? And guys love it. You should see. It's amazing to watch.
It's interesting because I watched it. I loved it as a kid. And I watched it again when I was in college. And I was like, because when I watched it the first time, all the kids were older than me. And now they're just little kids. You know? It's like even Goonies, you know, it's like, well, they're still like an older kid, you know.
Yeah.
Not that old.
Not that, that's true.
What about Can't Hardly Wait?
Oh, I enjoyed Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah. Such a good one.
It was pretty good.
I just watched some Empire Records recently.
Ooh. My roommate has been trying to get me to watch that for
You've
a
never
long
seen
time.
It?
I have not. It's sitting there on our
it's
on
very
our DVR,
90s.
But in a good way.
It's very...
Well, Time Warner gave it one star.
Oh, poor.
Which means nothing, but it's interesting.
I don't like Time Warner Cable.
The weirdest thing about Time Warner Cable is I assume they do their own summaries for movies, and they will, like, have a movie on a channel or whatever and talk about this horrible... Or, like, this silly... Like, they'll kind of, like... Downplay
Time Warner Cable never takes you off their list when you return their cable box.
Really?
Yeah.
What, like an email list or?
No, like a you still owe us money list.
Really?
Yeah. Just FYI.
Ironically, TV Guide's the same way. Really? I canceled my TV Guide subscription like a year and a half ago. Yeah. I still get the stupid magazine.
Were you the last person getting TV Guide?
Maybe.
It's amazing.
It's horrible.
You probably won some contest. That's why.
It could be. You've got it free for life. Yeah. I was like, I get excited because I think it's Entertainment Weekly. I'm like, God damn it.
TV Guide.
Yeah.
You know, there's just a channel.
Oh, it's such true. A good channel. They have a lot channel. Of designing women on it.
Oh, really? Is it the one where it's got like the program like on the bottom?
No,
like
it's just a straight channel now with some
What are you thinking, a TV Guide or TV Land?
TV Guide channel.
It's, they have their own channel now.
Yeah.
TV Land is also a channel.
Yeah, with all their original programming.
Designing Women.
But I don't understand, because that's... TV Guide. Channels don't hold themselves to what their original theme was anymore. TV Land is supposed to be where you go to see older shows, and now they've got new shows. MTV is not even MTV.
They've, started making their own, which they are doing a good job of. I have to give TV Land for making their own shows. They're doing a good job of. I mean, and they still at night have the older shows. There's a lot of Nanny on there.
The Nanny was such a good
George
show.
George Lopez is on often.
Never saw George Lopez.
Me either. I'm always... Friends, they just started playing, which I'm a huge fan of.
Friends is interesting, because I didn't watch it.
This is all the Nick at Night.
Oh, is it? Friends is on Nick at Night?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me a little sad and feel old.
I watched the whole... I didn't watch it when it was on TV. I watched it when they started releasing the DVDs.
Really? How did you...
Well, because I have to see a show from the beginning, or I won't watch it.
Really?
Yeah. And when Friends came on, I was like, screw this. And then it turned out it was good, but it had already been on for like 2 seasons, so I was like, well, guess I can't watch it.
And they didn't have DVDs then?
No. And I would think, if only there was a way I could purchase or rent a season of a show. So I was kind of ahead of my time. I just didn't have the resources or, the funding to actually put it into action.
Oh, so you are the original inventor of Netflix.
I actually invented iPods.
Oh.
Because I thought to myself, I'd be driving in my car. I said, if only there was a way where I could have my entire CD collection on a thing, because I didn't have the vocabulary for it yet.
Yeah.
And it would randomly pick songs, like a random track from my entire collection.
Oh my God.
And to surprise me.
Zach, you got to jump on this train. Like, what's the next thing?
Yeah, what are you thinking you need now?
Well, I can't say that on air, unfortunately.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Tell us later.
I will.
We have resources and vocabulary.
That is true. but, yeah, I would love to have had an iPod growing up. And also accessible porn.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Was another thing.
Right?
I came up with.
Accessible porn?
Yeah.
What?
Cool, because when I was like 13, 14,
Playboy.
It was like you had to either steal from a gas station or be lucky enough to have like a pervy dad with porn or magazines or something in the closet. Now, you just sign on to a inappropriate website, say, yes, I am over 18.
Yes, which I think you are not, St. Cloud.
Wow. I wasn't at the time when I first, but we're getting a little too personal probably. I need to get into my porn watching habits. But
internet porn. So fun.
I won't pay for it.
No, good call.
No one should at
Why
this point.
Why would anybody pay for
There's porn? So much free stuff.
Yeah.
Although the problem is that the free stuff, well, there are the ads.
I was kidding.
But
I don't know.
The free stuff is stuff I don't want to watch. It's like gross shit.
Like unattractive people?
Well, like stuff going places I don't need to watch it be.
But you can monitor that, right? You can type in what you want.
Sure, but it's just limited. Like if I want to see like something specific.
Here, Zach, let me show you.
Maybe you know some websites I don't know about.
Yeah, I'll send you my list.
Yeah?
No.
Oh, why not? Come on. I won't tell anybody.
Okay.
Except for all these people that just.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Paul McDonald.
Paul McDonald. Read. So where are you guys up next? What are you doing stand-up wise?
I have a show Monday night at Mom's Bar.
Oh, me too.
Really?
Oh, I'll see you there.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
That's great.
I like when we find this out.
I know.
I haven't done Mom's in so long. I need to go
back. It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's such a quaint little room, and they just pack it, and it's so great.
Is it still Christy and Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Where else are you guys going up? Are you doing a lot of Flappers? I do a lot of Flappers.
Flappers is fun. I just did a show there the other night.
Main room or...
The little room.
The room's cool.
It's really cool because there's like 15 people in there and it feels packed.
Well, I was booked for a show there once and I had two people drive an hour away to come see me, but they didn't have enough people in the audience, so they canceled the whole show.
That sucks.
So I'm not getting those people back to another show.
Never.
You know?
That's the worst. Sometimes that main room, though, if they don't fill it, is quite cavernous.
That's true. I've only done one show at the main room and it was an audition, so I don't even know if it counts.
Yeah. It does count.
In my heart it does.
Yeah. I like Flappers.
Flappers is cool.
Yeah.
I feel like right now I'm just kind of doing open mics. And if a book show comes my way, great.
Yeah.
But I'm just at the point where I'm tired of telling people, like, I can bring some people, but I can't guarantee the number you're asking.
Oh,
because I'm not going to deal with it. It's hard enough. Remember my freaking material. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh. I got to do, I was working the Comedy Store, so... they put me up at the very end, which was lovely, except that everyone had left except for
because that like you were doing like an exchange.
Yeah, like I was working the door, and then...
So not only did you have to work the door, they also put you up last.
But they let me do 15 minutes at the end, which I'll take.
Yeah. So
even if it's for four people, you know?
Better, well, like Jerry said, all you need is four people.
And it was not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Belly room?
Belly room, yeah, which is better. Oh, can you imagine the main room with four people?
Yes, because I've done it.
I don't mind small crowds. Like, I think it's fun. Like, as long as... I feel like as long as you're not, like, super, like... acty outy and like very
and they're
like,
paying attention as long as they're willing
they're paying
to listen.
Attention yeah mm-hmm. And like you have I think it's fun mm-hmm. I think it's really fun. Small little rooms are fun.
Well, I won't say the person's name, but mm-hmm. the guy that booked me for the main room show was a total scam.
We all know who that is.
I went 12th out of 14 people. 12:30. My friends who had been there for 3 hours,
yeah,
because the show was supposed to start at 9 and it started at 10:30.
Mm-hmm. Awful.
We're still there.
Yeah.
And they were the only people there.
Yeah, that's terrible. That's
it is terrible.
That's super annoying. It's hard to get people to come out again when they have that experience.
Especially,
I think that's
yeah.
the hardest
not
part.
Comedy to me, though. Like, those shows, it's not...
Because I'm not into it because they're not into it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree. Well, how long have you guys been doing stand-up at this point?
Like 28 years.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It seems like it.
It does seem like 28 years.
Every day feels like a year.
Do you feel like there was a point...
I've been doing it for 28 days.
Do you feel like there was a period where you're like... Do you feel like there was a point when you started writing jokes where you're like, okay, these are actually jokes? Or do you think that you kind of did that from the beginning?
What do you mean as opposed to the formula we'd learned
in
class?
Yes, I mean, like, when I started out, I mean, like, I was kind of just throwing shit out there, you know? And then I think... Because I mentioned Jerry, you know, Jerry's class. Like, I feel like I put off taking a class. I didn't want to take mm-hmm. a class. I felt like it was kind of cheating in a way. I don't know. I know.
Oh.
Julie made this face. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Which is true. But finally, I would go to these open mics and just be devastated afterwards with no one to sort of, like, talk about it with. And so I finally joined up for the class. And I do think that once you sort of know a certain formula, you know, you can at least... tweak it if it's not mm-hmm. working. You have like some strategy for fixing it, but at first I was just kind of like telling stories,
yeah.
you know, which I think you can do once you know how to do them,
to structure them
yeah.
into
yeah.
jokes.
But I wasn't.
Yeah, that's and that. That's a pitfall of a lot of people. A lot of people mm-hmm. always think, "Oh, I'm funny. I tell funny stories." But stand up really is there is a structure to it. It is,
yeah.
and there's
an art
there's
of sorts.
There's an outlet for storytelling mm-hmm. now, which I think is great. I can't tell a story to save my life.
Well, but you can be Bill Cosby. You can tell a
yeah.
story. You just need to know
yeah.
how to hit the jokes.
Well,
in
I was going
to
say Dave Chappelle is a good storytelling
yeah.
comic,
yeah.
I think. But, you know, like, I think it's structuring the jokes in such a way where you're telling a story, but you're also doing just a series of jokes, too. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I love know. Jokes.
I do.
I do. I
yeah.
love joke writing so much.
I don't much care for the stuff where it's like, this is supposed to be funny because it's so random, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's like, so I fucked this octopus, and people are like, "Oh, that's hilarious." And I'm like, "Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
And why are you doing that?"
I know, right?
What
the ink?
Alone. Go for a mermaid.
I know, right? Well, but then the bottom area is gonna smell like fish all over.
Was this your joke
oh
that you're working out on us?
No.
Is that what's happening right
You brought
now?
Up mermaids.
I had this conversation yesterday, and maybe I feel like I'd like your input on it, which
mm-hmm.
is, it all started from, I went to see, a while back, Men in Black, the latest one.
Which I heard is pretty good.
It's fine, but Will
MIB
Smith 3. Is probably the weakest part of it.
Really?
And he's not funny in the movie, and it's concerned me since I saw it, and it still concerns me now, because is he just trying to go more drama, and he's being less funny, or is his style of comedy starting to become irrelevant and he's not changing with the times?
Was he written
same
funny?
As Jim Carrey, huh?
Was the character written to be funny?
The character was written the same as it's been written, and I don't know if it's because he's not a newbie anymore, so
mm-hmm.
it just doesn't work. But it's just something as a comic and as you somebody who watches comedy evolving all the time and what's kind of coming in, what's coming out, what's, you know, and is it possible that you can become irrelevant as a comic if you're not constantly changing or if you're not trying
mm-hmm.
anymore. I don't know. That was just...
Well, I'll tell you this much. I rewatched Independence Day not too long ago.
You mean
actually,
on Independence Day?
Well, I caught it on TV, so it may have been. But it was the scene where Will Smith captures the alien and
mm-hmm.
he's dragging him across the desert to wherever the hell. And I remember thinking, when I saw that in the theater, it was a really funny scene.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of stupid now. So maybe there is something to that.
Well, it's like, I was thinking about what holds up, what comedies hold up over time, and what kind of falls to the wayside.
Well, I think you kind of have, like, certain childhood loyalties to some movies. Like, would I love Bill and Ted as much if I saw it now? Maybe not. But I think, like, Holy Grail, for example, is probably always going to be
That's always going to be funny, right? I was saying Young Frankenstein, I think, will always be funny.
And also, Men in Black 3 was a third. Like, it's a third movie, so it's kind of... You never expect that much from a third.
Well, what's interesting is, like, I didn't see the second one because I heard it wasn't that great. But then when the third one came out, Entertainment Weekly gave it, like, an A-minus...
Emphasis on the minus.
Well, because they never give like an A.
Yeah.
So I guess A minus is the highest they can get or give. But I don't know. I'm interested in the time travel aspect of it, though. I love stuff with time travel, and I would love to see.
I thought that was the weakest part of the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I like Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
And I feel like it would be interesting to see him.
He's so good in that. He's such a good Tommy Lee Jones. Oh my gosh.
He killed it.
And he's funny. He's funny in the movie.
Subtly.
Interesting.
But what's the last
What's the last straight up comedy that you saw in the theater? Well, that was released in the theater.
Bridesmaids.
Brave.
Okay, I'll give you Bridesmaids. I haven't seen it yet. Okay. I'm not against seeing it. I just haven't seen it. But I feel like the only comedies that I see anymore that I actually enjoy are animated.
Really?
Did you see Brave?
Not yet.
Don't.
You know what was great was Horrible Bosses.
Yeah, that was funny.
I liked Horrible Bosses more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
Apparently they're doing a sequel to that.
Oh, really?
They should.
Yeah.
That was strong enough to go with a sequel.
I just wonder what they would do.
You know, I don't know if it was the story that was that strong or if it was just the people in it.
That could be. They were so funny. But I think you have to have the combination because I watched The Big Year recently, which has Steve Martin, Jack Black, and Owen Wilson. I like all three of those guys. And, I mean, it wasn't like I didn't hate the movie, but it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a comedy. And it just seemed like the script was written really quickly. Like, you know, kind of very simple jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
That's something to...
Yeah, something to think about.
You know what they are coming out with? They're coming out with a sequel-ish to Knocked Up.
Oh, really? Yeah, isn't it going to be when...
It's Paul Rudd and Leslie Mann.
Yes. It's kind of like a spinoff in a way.
Kind of, yeah.
Which was like Get Him to the Greek was a spinoff of Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Russell Brand is the same character in both movies.
Oh, I never saw Get Him to the Greek.
Never saw either one.
Yeah.
Sarah Marshall. What do you guys think about the Judd Apatow
movement?
Yeah.
I love Girls.
More power to him.
I hear Girls is funny.
Yeah.
I feel like I would enjoy his movies a lot more if they were like a half hour shorter.
Yes.
I always think he could cut some stuff down.
Right? You could take out like half an hour of the dumb jokes.
Yeah.
It's
not
comedy.
I would love him to get
hours.
More tight, succinct in his writing.
It's so long.
I heard they started shooting the Arrested Development movie this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Finally.
So that'll be cool. I think that's something, that's a comedy I could get excited about.
When did that go off the air? Like a long time ago.
I think I was still in college.
That was a while ago then.
Yeah.
So like 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm 45 now.
Yeah, I knew it.
You look great, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't look a day past 30. So
you can't give yourself those kind of compliments.
Well, but I'm 30.
Oh.
So it's technically true.
Alright.
Unless I was like maybe a chain smoker, I would look older.
Meth.
You guys don't smoke, do you?
Mm-mm.
Good. That is a turnoff, I'll tell you that much.
Smoking?
People that still smoke. It's 2012.
Sometimes, I know, I look at people who are smoking, I'm like, do you read? Do you know about
I know,
things?
Like, if you're like grandfathered into the whole thing, like before you knew it was bad, like, but people that are like 18, 19... You know, they're smoking cigarettes. Like,
because it's
fuck?
Still cool to them. They still think they look cool.
And it's a laxative.
Is it?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And it makes your synapses fire quicker, which is why a lot of writers smoke.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
it
what
makes
the,
you think faster.
It does.
I should start smoking.
Definitely.
It'll counteract all the weed. I should just do like a medication regimen. I don't know.
You just inject tobacco.
I tried to smoke a cigarette once.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how you start smoking. I don't know how you get over the point where it just fucking hurts.
Yeah, I've tried smoking and stuff, and it's never been something that's stuck for me. I think I wanted it to stick, but I was just kind of like, oh, this is so much work.
Are you guys drinkers? Do you drink much?
I do drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you
Not
do.
Like a big drinker.
No?
Not.
I've never been a big drinker. I'll drink a beer, But
every hour.
I wish that I liked drinking more.
Yeah.
I mean, I like being drunk is sometimes fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the aftermath of that now. Yes. And as you get older, like every year, I think it's the more hangover. Of like, I do not want to be hungover in the
They're
slightest.
Like near-death experiences for me.
It's horrible.
The recovery time keeps going up and up.
Yeah, well, it's always been like an all-day thing for me. Yeah. Like a hangover, it's the worst stomach ache, worst headache I've ever had in my life mm-hmm. at the same time, and I can't get out of bed unless it's to puke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Halloween.
Tootsie.
2010.
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Holy smokes. Julie and
story?
I.
It's our famous story. Famous, Julie. I don't know who.
To lots of people. To like you and me. Julie and I got sure. so drunk on Halloween. So.
Because we were walking. Everything was in the neighborhood, so there was no driving necessary.
Yeah.
So I pre-drank.
Oh, my God. We walked. Pre-drank like it was our job. And then we just walked around and just kept drinking. And then.
Were you dressed up?
We sure were.
But I don't think we thought we were as messed up as we were. Like, we were like, okay, good night.
Were you dressed up?
Oh, dressed up, yes.
So it was Halloween, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
That happened as well.
What were we? You were?
I was Batgirl.
Batgirl.
Or man.
She was Batman. Barbara Gordon. Hair was tucked up.
Under your cowl?
I solved some crimes.
Nice.
It was great.
The mystery of the missing alcohol.
Mm-hmm. I'll take that. Let me analyze this for DNA.
In my stomach. What were you, Miss Stumpf?
I was, I was Darcy, which is Barbie's less attractive but way more fun friend.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, it was a last minute costume.
Was that an actual doll?
Because I know Darcy was a doll.
Really?
Yeah.
Of the Barbie mm-hmm. line. She had the sister. Mm-hmm. And then the sister in the wheelchair.
There was a separate Darcy non-Barbie doll that was bigger than Barbie, just big enough that
physically?
She couldn't fit in. Yeah, she couldn't fit in her clothes, so you couldn't share Darcy's
clothes
with Barbie.
Oh, that sounds like my kind
Barbie.
Of doll. Oh, not Barbie's clothes. I see.
Yeah, so it was
she
like just the dimensions were just enough different that you couldn't swap.
That's interesting. So you'd have to go out and buy mm-hmm, her accessories.
Darcy's own separate clothes.
Genius.
And you were like,
Mattel.
Bastards.
Got us again.
I was really into action figures. I mean, like Ninja Turtles and stuff like that. But
yeah.
It's as far as my dolls went.
You didn't have X-Men dolls? I feel like you did.
No. Liar. I did have... I had a big General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard.
Nice.
And two... I had the Bo and Luke Duke, and you could actually put them wow. into the...
Did they, like,
the
slide over and, like,
yeah,
jump
and
in the car?
Yeah, and the doors wouldn't open, nice. So you had to put them in through the window.
Wow.
It was awesome. And then I lost them and couldn't find them. And
was it motorized? Or did you
no.
just have to push it?
Did you just and then do the song?
I never made... Just some good old boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. But it's one of those shows you watch it. It's like, oh, God, how could I even...
Do you remember the movie?
I remember being aware of it, but...
That was really where Jessica Simpson shines.
Her, yeah, it was kind of the beginning of the end for her.
She hit a peak and then fell.
Yeah.
That was,
she was
her in short shorts.
Rocking.
The peak may have been...
her ass.
Yes, yeah. Or her boobs.
She's apparently back from something I just read, or...
Well, she's into, like, this... Kids
thing. Doing a bunch of fashion and
fashion,
they keep
but
saying
I think for
how
moms.
Smart she is, which
yeah.
I don't
term.
Know what to do with that.
Yeah.
It is weird. I mean, smart or maybe just savvy.
Or maybe just the right people around you.
Yeah,
could
she's
be.
A smart little puppet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She is. Her people are smart.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally agree. Are you not fashion forward? Or?
Fashion forward.
Yeah, y'all Project Runway.
I watch Project Runway.
Project Runway is good. She was on the show. I forget what it's called.
She's on the one now, right?
Yeah,
the,
with Nicole Richie. It's like yeah, Style Star.
It's the
like
one
that.
Where they buy the clothes right then.
Like you
they
can
have
order,
Macy's and H&M. And,
you can order what the model's wearing mm-hmm. that night. It's like instant gratification.
Well, see, I'm taping the season and watching it as a whole.
That's
so.
Smart. Yeah. But then the clothes won't be available anymore.
Exactly.
That's really...
I'm just screwing myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
Which
really
I end up doing a lot
you.
More than I'd like to admit.
Are you dating anybody right now, Zach?
No.
He just said that. He's screwing himself.
Yeah, exactly. No comment. What well, you got? Your fiance or something, right?
Oh no, I'm not engaged.
You're fianced.
Very, you're very. You've just seen the same guy.
Yeah, I'm
the guy you made me hug at Leanne's party.
Oh,
did I make you guys hug?
Yeah. Well,
that's so rude of me.
Hug.
Well, I complimented his shirt. I liked his pearl snap shirt, and you're like, you should hug.
Oh, that's probably a night I was drinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
to make people hug.
Yeah.
Well.
Hey.
Then,
it's
I,
my boot
then
camp.
I couldn't get in. Jerry Katzman got me in.
Did he hug you?
Really? I got him in.
He hugged me and kissed my neck, which
yeah.
was odd.
So you are dating someone.
So. How's it going?
Hey, It's awkward.
He's the one who wants to record Style Star. Oh, he does. Sure.
Do you guys share hats?
Scarves.
Yeah. Good call.
Yeah, well, he likes to call them cravats. I call them. What about yourself, Julie?
I have a man friend. That's what we call him.
Dan Borelli.
I said man. Just kidding, Dan. Just kidding.
Dan is an avid listener of this podcast.
He is. I had him on last week. He said, I will never miss an episode again, is what he said. So.
I hope he misses it.
Oh, God. Thanks, guys, for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Is there any websites you want to direct people towards?
There sure is.
AnseenReviews.com.
www.anseen.
We have 5 reviews. Live listeners right now.
Oh,
so
perfect.
Hi, guys. And then like us on Facebook.
Yeah, and subscribe on YouTube. Yes. Just whatever you feel in your heart of what
probably
you want to do.
Probably all of those, though, would be something that would be make your heart feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Charity.
No. Yes.
It's our community service that we do.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Well, someone has to is the thing.
We chose us.
Which is why I do the cereal. Where else can you go to find out what cereals are...
delicious?
Yeah. Because I'll tell you, the majority of them don't hold up to memory.
Oh.
Fruit Loops? Oh, man.
Can I take that box with me?
Absolutely, perfect. If you want it, yes.
Take that home to some milk.
You should.
In a bowl.
Share some with Tracy.
No.
You just see Julie buying milk and dumping the milk into the box.
I'm just doing this.
Whatever, taking out as many steps as possible to get it into my stomach. All right, well, this has been an excellent show.
Agreed.
Breakfast with two ladies.
Mm-hmm.
It's technically my first threesome.
Oh, congratulations.
Awesome. Unless, well,
how'd we do?
Good.
This is my first threesome.
Did we live
too.
Up to it?
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
I always wanted my first threesome to be with you, Julie.
Oh, me too. Oh.
Technically my second, because Dan had a friend last, his writing partner. So the first one with women, anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's something good.
That is great. Good.
And I guess see you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.